Today's New Testament reading is the second epistle to the Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, "I believed and so I spoke," we also believe and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mark Matzke from St. Mark Lutheran Church in Chesterland, Ohio.
Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us from the letter of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. This is God's word. We recently moved, which meant cardboard, packing tape, bubble wrap, all the joys of packing. Part of the fun was trying to wrap and pack some tiny, intricate clay figures that my son made a number of years ago. The task was over before it started, however. When I picked up one of the figures, it immediately broke into pieces, and I was reminded of the fragile nature of dry clay. Whether it's a little clay dinosaur or a larger pot or vase, one thing is certain. If you drop it on a hard surface, it's going to shatter. So, when Paul compares us to jars of clay, does he mean it as a compliment or what? Well, yes and no. First, the no. Clay cracks under pressure. Clay is easily broken. You may not like being described that way, I sure don't, but you have to admit the shoe fits. We are easily shattered. So being likened to a clay pot highlights how fragile we are. But now, the yes. Jars of clay, delicate as they are, can hold treasure inside. That's exactly what a believer in Jesus is, a person who carries in himself, carries in herself, the power, the peace, and the presence of Jesus. That is excellent news. Do you understand what it means for you? Paul spells it out here in 2 Corinthians. He says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Do you hear how realistic this is? Paul doesn't say Christians will have stress-free lives. He says, afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Why? Because you have treasure inside you that is stronger than the affliction. You have Jesus, who is afflicted to the point of death, and who walked away from his grave alive. Paul says, we are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Are you perplexed by the loss of a job, the death of a loved one, the disorder of the world, the disobedience of a child, the dissolving of a relationship? Christian person, jar of clay, you have treasure inside you that is the antidote to despair. The cross of Jesus is God's love letter to you. Read that letter and not your circumstances if you're wondering if God cares. Paul says we are persecuted, but not forsaken. Persecution for bearing the name of Jesus is virtually guaranteed, but you have treasure in you that proves you have not been abandoned. You have Jesus, who cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? On the cross, Jesus was forsaken so that you could be embraced. Paul says we are struck down, but not destroyed. Christian person, things strike you down all the time. Thoughtless and unkind words, a spouse telling you they think your marriage is in trouble, a doctor telling you the diagnosis, a letter telling you you didn't get the job, the TV telling you the world is on fire, struck down. Yeah, we know the feeling, but not destroyed. This clay pot can be thrown to the ground and not destroyed because the treasure inside is indestructible. Do you see? You have a treasure inside that is stronger than trouble, the antidote to despair, proof of your place in God's family, treasure that is unbreakable. His name is Jesus. He is yours. Stand tall, jars of clay. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Matzke from St. Mark Lutheran Church in Chesterland, Ohio, for today's meditation on God's Word.